Welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 113. Cover up 8, Johnny.
Isn't it 114?
No, because I didn't number the best
stuff.
Oh,
you didn't count that?
No. So last week, if you guys listened, which I know you did, I was sick, so we ended up not recording like we planned to, so we actually shared the best of episode that we gave out at the Ohio Touring Comic Show. So If you didn't get a chance to listen to that, definitely go back and check it out. It's some of the more fun moments we've had over the last couple years.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm feeling better.
That's a good thing.
I feel like I don't look like I'm going to die like I did last week. So
you didn't look like that. You just sounded like that.
I did sound like that. Anyway, so we have a cover up this week, and it's Jack Kirby celebrating his 100th birthday, about a month late at this point.
Yeah.
But
it's just the 100th anniversary of his birth, so you can celebrate that the whole year.
Anyway, but besides that, we're going to talk about J.J. Abrams and Star Wars and the Toys R Us bankruptcy news.
Yeah.
So you want to start with that?
Sure.
So Toys R Us filed Chapter 11 this morning.
Did they file the?
It's a Chapter 11 protection.
Protection.
Yeah. So, in USA Today, which I shared it on the podcast page on Facebook, USA Today put together like a really cool rundown of what that means for fans and shoppers.
Oh, okay.
So, in a nutshell, nothing's changing yet. Your Toys R Us rewards points still work, your gift cards still work, all their warranties and things like that are
buy
still
everything
in place.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it all.
Get it now.
Get the exclusives while you can.
But they're not shutting down any stores yet.
Even though they should.
Well, so I was thinking about this, right? You go into Toys R Us and it is one of, if not the worst retail experiences.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's...
Sorry, I was trying to think of all the retail experiences I've had in, maybe the last 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, you work in the retail space.
I work in retail.
And,
mine's grocery, mainly, but
still.
But
like, you...
Once you've worked in any kind of retail, it's all kind of similar to each other.
Sure.
Food and clothes and...
It's all about people going to your particular store
it's
that
all what
you
the
specialize
want.
In based on what... they want to get from you.
Exactly.
And the Kenwood Toys R Us, where we typically go for Black Friday, is one of the worst.
For Force Friday.
For Force Friday, thank
you. But at this point, everybody knows not to go to Toys R Us on Force Friday.
Yeah, and we didn't. And I think we were pretty successful in our Force Friday hunts this year.
Yeah.
So,
And everybody I know... that was as more successful or as successful did not go to Toys R Us.
No,
Toys R Us was the fourth or fifth place you would hit.
Yeah, for me it was the next day.
Right.
And I just kind of went because I was over there.
I didn't even go the next day.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go out of my way to go. It's just I was driving by. It's like, why
I think
not?
I thought about it.
Yeah. But so there's that. And then, like I said, you go in there. No one ever helps you. The checkout process is typically a nightmare because
that's probably the easiest thing I've dealt with there
lately.
Yeah.
Or just in general.
Just in general. Most of the time, the ones I've dealt with are pretty quick.
Okay.
About it. They just are the only one doing it or the only two doing it.
Yeah. There's not enough people up there.
Yeah. The thing that a lot
what
of
I'm talking about.
Retailers are doing is cutting their hours. And not thinking about the effect that it's having on the consumer.
Right.
To the point that they will lose customers because of that.
Right.
And I don't think that they care enough to realize that that's part of the problem.
Okay.
Another part of Toys R Us's problem is that they were not competing with their two biggest competitors, Target and Walmart.
Right.
Where you
price
would
and
go
and
in there and prices would be $5 more sometimes. And Marvel Legends at Target and Walmart are between $18.80 and $19.99, and Toys R Us $22.99,
or even $24.99,
or even $24.99.
Now, I can understand the exclusives.
The only thing I was going to say, thing that I've gone to Toys R Us to really purchase at this point are exclusives.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, us collectors who are doing exclusives might be holding up part of that company. In all seriousness, you know, it's like right now there's a Star Wars exclusive and a Marvel Legends exclusive coming. Plus, there's the Marvel Legends exclusives that have popped up throughout this year. Mm-hmm. The Dark Phoenix and the Spider-Man Homecoming.
The Groot's
been around since like almost the end of last year.
Right.
It seems like for some reason they weren't getting him or they were sitting in the back room. Yeah. Another problem, that's part of the thing, is the employment, is they don't get stuff out of the back room fast enough.
Yeah.
I could walk into their back room and probably find everything I was looking for and be a Toys R Us kid. Because it's all...
Why do you think that is? Like, just...
I think it's the problem.
Your professional opinion.
The problem is the employment. It happens, you know, at my job too, because they've cut hours mm-hmm. and think that that's the way to save money is by cutting employment, cutting hours, not hiring people. But it's the thing that I look at it from the point of view of we're the ones holding the company together. Mm-hmm. We're the front line.
Right.
We're the ones that deal with the customers.
Yeah, you're the face. You know,
and I think that's the same thing at Toys R Us. And it's just one of those things where Toys R Us doesn't care enough that the people there don't care enough. And, you know, as a kid, there wasn't a Toys R Us around here. And at Toys R Us, I don't remember being in this area until I was probably 10 or 11.
And it was Colerain was the first one.
Eastgate was the first one. And then Colerain.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Eastgate was the first one, and then Colerain. Kenwood hasn't been there that long. Kenwood's probably only been there about 25 years at this point.
But
still looks like it's been there 25 years.
It's usually dirty when you go in there.
When they remodeled it, because it's now Babies R Us, which I think Babies R Us is probably the more profitable side of that company.
Yeah.
When they remodeled it as Babies R Us, they cleaned the entire store because... Before that, it looked like it had, you know, been
Like water damage everywhere.
Yeah, and, it looked old.
Babies R Us, you know, because they were always part of the same company. Mm-hmm. And Babies R Us had that big one out at Cincinnati Mills.
Right, yeah.
And like that was the only Babies R Us. And then they started tying them together.
Well, and it was just the whole thing of the bringing in customers. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
buy your diapers.
The babies are going to be Christmas kids presents. Eventually. Yeah, and, exactly. You know, yeah. But. And the way that the population boom is now, it's like, you know, people have kids and babies at the same time. So,
So let's just play devil's advocate here and Toys R Us shuts down. There's no toy store. You know,
the only thing you've got that would be a toy store chain is the Lego store at that point.
Right.
Besides that, there are...
And they laid off like 1,400 or whatever. Like, they laid off a ton of people.
But not in their stores. They did it in their where you should be
the
doing it.
The production facility.
The production facilities, the executives.
Office.
Yeah. That's where these retailers make the mistake is they'll just cut hours in the stores until there's only two people in the store.
Right.
And then, you know, they'll keep paying their executives buku money. When they're not earning it.
Yeah, so instead of, you know, like keeping $10 an hour employees, right? They keep $5,000 an hour employees.
Right, yeah.
Right? And it makes zero sense.
I mean, in a not a perfect world, but in a logical world to me, being that I've worked in retail off and on for, you know, 30 years, you want to have at least 10 full-time people in your store at all times.
Okay.
And then from there, you just do your part-timers.
So when you say 10 full-time at all times, you're not talking about 10 full-time people on the floor at all times.
No, no.
Like, you have that core staff.
You have to have that. There's
people.
10 full-time people who have been there, who feel like they're appreciated, that, you know, are there for the company, mm-hmm. are there to earn their paycheck.
Yeah.
And then you bring in the part-timers who are there to get a paycheck,
right.
but they're
the
not going to earn
are
a paycheck.
The stewards of
yeah.
the company that... They provide the,
right.
What is it, the culture.
Yeah.
They provide the mentoring, the training, that kind
and
of stuff.
And that's where I think that Toys R Us is hurting at this point.
Because it's all part-time.
It's pretty much all part-time, I'm pretty sure. I think that they, you know, probably have like 5 full-time people in the whole store.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like.
I mean, I know we walk back there, you know, so the one we go to, you know, we when we walk back to the section where like the Marvel and, mm-hmm. yeah. and the Star Wars stuff is, we go one of two ways. We either cut through the back and cut across right. the Lego aisle, or we walk down the main.
And you question how many employees do you run into? And
never. I maybe one.
One. And so. It's usually the one back by the video games because that person right. has to be back there.
Right.
And that. Whereas
if I don't go past that wall, I don't
Eastgate,
see that person.
That's at know? Kenwood, but at Eastgate, the video games are up front. Mm-hmm. So there are usually three people in the store when I'm there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Three people, and they're all up front.
Now, last time I went to, like, Meijer,
yeah.
right? Now, I know it's not, like, the same thing. It's more like Target and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Walking back to the toy section, I saw like four people yeah. on my way back, and then there were an additional four back there in the video game toy section helping people.
And somebody probably asked you if you needed help with anything.
Yeah. And it's like, and I peeked my head around where the Star Wars stuff was, and mm-hmm. they had nothing. And I said, nope, I was just looking to see if you restocked. And,
yep.
and the guy's like, oh, yeah, man, it's been crazy. We've had so many nerds in here, I can't even yep. count.
yep. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like I said, their main competition is Walmart and Target.
Right.
Walmart and Target are not toy stores, but that's their main competition. And they're
what about Amazon?
I wouldn't even call Amazon their main competition. Because Amazon's prices on toys go up and down depending on what their supply
right.
is. And it's the demand, same yeah. as their DVDs, their Blu-rays, their CDs, their you know furniture. Everything on Amazon is logically done the way it's done because that company is... branched out enough now that they have companies, sub companies doing their
yeah, they
business
have marketplaces and stuff.
So within. they're yeah. you can't compare them to anybody
because Walmart has the same thing now, right? So if you go to Walmart's website
yeah.
and look for something,
yeah,
probably 6 out of 10 times right now, it's when you pull up an yeah. item, it's from their marketplace, it's not from Walmart.com,
right? Yeah,
which is the same thing with Amazon,
yeah.
If you look at this list, Payless Shoes, Wet Seal, Gymboree, something called Aerosols, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like these brick and mortar chains are all starting to like, you know, they're folding.
Well,
you
right.
know, Barnes & Noble, I feel like is safe, as safe as one can be because they're the only big bookstore right now.
But look at Toys R Us.
Right. No, I agree. And
the thing with Barnes & Noble is they have good customer service.
Yes.
No matter what, they have good customer service. Any time of the day, any time of the year that I've gone in there,
oh, yeah.
I'm always asked if I needed help. I'm always able to find mostly what I need, if I need anything, which I don't really need much in that store anymore.
Right.
But
Pops.
They, nah, not even
I know,
that.
I'm kidding.
But I mean, it's one of those things where if you go, the culture of retail is, you go into the store for what you need.
Right.
So the store should have what you need plus a little bit more. That's the culture of the place I work for.
Right.
I won't mention their name because, you know,
yeah.
you don't know who's listening and who's not. But the culture is their thought. And it's the thought of everyone. I mean, everybody words it different. But it's I go into a store for what I want plus a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when I talk to customers at my store, they're getting what they want.
Yeah.
And they're like, plus I'm buying this and this yeah. and this and this. And it's like, that's what I want to hear retailer.
And to like, you know, nail that home, like Target.
Yeah.
Target nails that, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever go into Target and walk out with just what you went for?
I very rarely. Don't buy anything usually. So, you know, they don't usually have anything I want
mm-hmm.
because I have everything I right. want, you know.
But
I got it from Amazon.
So,
no,
but
in all seriousness, when you go into Target, Target has whoever is their brains of the situation have it set up perfectly for different types of shoppers.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you're a toy collector, when you walk into Target, there's one L line that you go to. On that L line, when you go, you walk past kids' clothes, you walk past storage totes, mm-hmm. and then you're at the toy department,
right.
which is right across from the electronics
right,
department
right.
and the book department. So it's literally, I think they might have spiders like working for them. Like, this is how you make a web that'll catch people. And Walmart is beginning to see that and
yeah.
do the same thing.
They have.
Walmart has improved on their customer service over the last year, I think. And I think that I too agree with is that. Hurting because like, other companies.
You know, when we went in for Force Friday this year, that assistant manager and the guy working were great.
Yeah.
And they were awesome. And like they kind of made like what could have been a crappy night
you
even
catch
better.
Like employees actually asking you if you need help now. Mm-hmm. That has never happened at Walmart that I can ever say except
I've
for like
had
in
that
the last
happen
year.
At Toys R Us right. to nail the point home.
But I mean like Walmart before, I never would have anybody ask me, do you need help with anything? And now it's starting to happen. Yeah. And I'm like, obviously their office culture is changing to the point where it's changing how the employees are working.
Yeah.
And that, but you know, it's because all the competition, the online competition and the brick and mortar competition.
Yeah. I don't know. I woke up and I saw the news and it's
yeah,
like,
it had been going on for the last, like
they've been
week.
Talking about it for a little bit. And so then, the Canadian subsidiary is going to do the same filing in Ontario.
Sure.
Either later this week or the first part of next week. But you know, that's just for protection.
If the Canadian subsidiary was smart, they would separate themselves from the American because from what I've heard, Toys R Us Canada is far superior to Toys R Us America.
Let's road trip it and find out.
I gotta get a passport.
You don't have a passport?
I do not.
I don't want the wife and kid to get a passport because if I ever want to disappear, I've got like a good 2-week head start.
Oh, yeah. So. They'll find you. Trust me, they'll find you.
I know. Anyway, but no, I mean, it's sad, you know, that because I mean, we had what KB, Suncoast.
I was gonna say, you know, if you want to like, do just straight
just
up
thinking of
toy stores,
the toy stores,
we've lost Johnny's. In this area. KB and Johnny's were the main ones when I was growing up.
Yeah,
Johnny's had three that I can remember.
There was
Green Hills, Kentucky, and Milford.
Yeah,
and it was like. They kind of had the same thing as Toys R Us where they marked up.
Oh,
so like the main toy store that I remember as a kid is not even in existence anymore. They're all gone. Every toy store that I remember as a kid is gone. You had Zaire's.
Yep.
You had Gold Circle. You had Swollen's.
Dude, Swollen's was like the
Swollen's
best.
Was the best
Dude,
toy
Swollen's
store.
Swollen's was just the greatest store in general. It was like Toys R Us.
Swollen's is what Target
B&H
is now.
And not even like it was a whole nother level to what Target is, but like, no, you're absolutely right. And then service merchandise, that was a pretty good,
Swollen's was like, you know, what you talk about Target,
was Swollen's everywhere, or was that just a Cincinnati?
I think it might
have
just been in this area.
So, all right, so if you guys are outside of
to
Cincinnati,
compare it, it is if you took Walmart and Target. And smash them together.
And then threw in B&H and Home Goods at the same time. Those
that
four
and
stores.
And Toys R Us.
Yeah. And then you Toys R Us on top of it.
Yeah, that would be what Swollen's was. Because they had automotive, where they actually worked on cars. They had giant electronics
Walmart,
section. They had clothes. They had toys. You'd go down in the basement and you could buy your washers and dryers. I mean,
because the toys were up on, like, you would walk in that main level and it was like electronics and then the auto shop. And then you go upstairs to the toys and clothes.
Yep.
And then downstairs to like appliances and like, you know, like at the point when like they started selling computers and that kind of stuff, that was all down there. But
and then you knew when that stuff was going wrong when they were starting to close off sections of the store and move
you
them
couldn't
down
go upstairs
to the,
anymore.
Yeah, you couldn't go upstairs, so they moved everything down to the main floor and it was like you had the basement and the main floor.
Now, I mean, we're both of an age where, you know, like brick and mortar is still something we're interested in.
Yeah,
going into a store, but at the same time, you know,
it's the idea of wanting to be able to touch what you're going to buy.
Yeah,
and the fact that, you know, if you don't want to touch what you're going to buy, then there might be something wrong with you. Because I want to be able to see what I'm buying and make sure that it's okay.
Well, especially from toys as collectors, right?
Like, toys,
I don't want to buy something with a crappy paint scheme. I don't want to get a box of like my camera that like now that being said, like I bought my camera off of Amazon, but like I went into Target and I looked at that camera first.
Sure,
it's like,
okay,
this is, I can deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, like I can,
it's
I can
like eventually
this.
I want to get a new MP3 player, whatever you want to call whatever sound music device.
A Zune.
Yeah. A Zune. Yeah, exactly. Whatever device, but it's like, I don't want to buy it offline.
Yeah.
But there aren't really many stores out there that specialize in that idea of, Yeah, it's like Micro Center and Best Buy, and it's like,
And so Best Buy is doing something interesting because, Jeremy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So this area is getting two of these kind of stores where essentially it's going to be like a mall.
Okay.
Where like Apple has a section, Amazon, Google, Samsung.
Oh, they're starting to do that now, yeah.
They're going to break it out. Like the one over by us, they're knocking down the wall to that furniture store that was next door, and they're expanding.
Okay. Wow.
So, and then the one in Florence is going to be like the flagship for all of this. But I mean, I think
kind of leery of that though, because it's like you're doing that now. You should have been doing that 10 years ago.
Well, but so look at Blockbuster, right?
Yeah.
Like, Blockbuster was slow. Like everyone talks about how Blockbuster was slow on the uptake for streaming, right?
Yeah.
Blockbuster was slow on the uptake for everything.
Well, sure. They
when it went from VHS to DVD, they were like, all DVDs are a fad. DVDs are a fad. Like, you know, I worked there.
VHS was a fad.
Right. Well, and then DVDs was the thing. And then the whole gaming thing. And then they went all in at the gaming at the exact wrong time, you know?
When it was like slowing down?
Yeah. It was before like the, it was when that first PS3 came out and it was like $600
yeah.
And you know, they're like, oh, we're going to go all in. It's like, yeah, but nobody bought the PS3 until Sony slashed the price. And then it sold gangbusters.
Sure.
You know, which they learned that lesson with the PS4. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we could sit here and talk about this all day. But at the end of the day, if Toys R Us can come out of this and be like in a stronger place, great.
Right.
But I'm definitely not bullish on the long term, you know, option.
Like I said, all joking aside, if there's an exclusive that they have, get it. But don't worry about it because it'll be at Ollie's next year.
Yeah.
If they go out of business and they have to shut down, you're going to see like Ollie's and Big Lots and that picking up all of their exclusive stuff. And I mean, it's not like they're announcing many new exclusives.
Yeah.
They announced the Hydra and the Admiral Akbar First Order Officer. And I think those are both like going up this week or next.
Okay.
I think one of them went up today, actually.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, you know, spend your $40 and get it. But next year they'll be at freaking Ollie's because Toys R Us is going to have to make some money back.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they have been for the last, year, doing buy one, get four free of the Disney Infinity.
Yeah, well, that's
still going on, right?
That's a whole different beast, too.
Like, what kind of buying practices do they have and all that stuff? But
well, there's just warehouses of stuff sitting there. Okay. I mean, it's the same with, like, you know, Walmart and Target have the same thing. It's like there's just warehouses of stuff, and then nobody marks down anything.
Yeah.
And it's like at least like in the grocery, like grocery universe of retail, we're like told to mark down.
Yeah.
And it's like if they're not being told to mark down, like, it, you know, stuff to get it out,
right?
Because I'm sorry, but at a certain point, when a figure's been sitting there for 5 years,
when it's covered in an inch of dust,
question, like, should I mark that down?
To make it clear, like, you're talking like not just from groceries, like you're talking from like the non-food stuff.
I work in the general merchandise area.
Let's
and
understand
when there's a reset,
you
mark down everything that's not carried in your set anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we've all bought like the manager special meat that goes bad that day,
right? Yeah,
you know, but
I'm looking at it like here's a perfect example. Went to my parents on Sunday. It was my dad's birthday. Stopped at the Walmart near their house on
the way home.
Yeah. And they had those, and I don't know what happened at Walmart. Somebody got fired for this one. I'm sure they did. Those DC Multiverse Doomsday Wave.
Yeah.
Where it's
like
Super
Dooms, ago, right?
Super Doomsday,
Robin.
Dark Knight, Robin, Dark Knight, Batman,
Supergirl
from the TV series.
Right.
And I forget who the other one is. But they're sitting there. And they're sitting at every Walmart, and they have a new movie coming out that should have new toys out, and they don't have them out because they're sitting on them, and they're $16.82.
At our Walmart.
At the Red Bank one, where I was,
$10. Okay.
$10. And I'm like, well, I'm going to buy another Batman because it's $10. And the thing, my thing about it is they're still not selling them at
$10.
Yeah. Bump those things down to $5. Get them out of there or pack them in boxes and send them back to your distribution center, and this should be every Walmart.
Right.
And this is the advice of anybody who's listening at Walmart to send to your bosses. Pack them up, send them back to the distribution center so they can sell them to Ollie's or whoever so you can get new product in there. Because when you don't have new product, you lose customers.
I mean, at our Walmart,
yeah,
there were probably, when
there's
I
found, a whole end cap.
When I found Darth Vader for you. Yeah. There's at least 60 of them in that end cap. At least, probably close to 100.
Yeah.
So, but like that Darth Vader, right?
They sat on those for $30, the 40th anniversary ones, forever.
For months.
They still are at some of the Walmarts. Yeah. Some of the Walmarts are still selling them for $39.
Yeah, I just kind of like moseyed over to the, as I was walking out, I was with the kid and we were walking out. I was like, let's go buy the clearance and see because
you always check the clearance, but it's one of those things where, I don't know what their,
criteria.
Objective is and all that for markdowns. I would really like to talk to somebody who's in management at Walmart outside of Walmart.
That'd be a good one,
just to compare notes.
Yeah.
Because that would be something interesting that I would like to know how and why they do the things they do.
Yeah.
And if there's a reason or if it's just the management don't care.
Yeah. So as toy collectors, obviously we're a little concerned about this, but
if anybody's got money
and
wants to create a toy store, now would be the time.
Yep.
Because when they start going out of business, you could just go buy all your inventory from them. Just
pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We'll be looking for those closing Toys R Us's.
We will.
I'll buy Marvel Legends I already have just to have them.
Dude, I created an alert for Toys R Us closing. So as soon as it starts happening, we get the news. So, all right.
There's a lot of stuff that I would never normal buy from them that if they market 50% off.
Like the majority of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah,
Power Ranger stuff looks cool.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spend $20 on Power Ranger stuff.
No, it's one of those things where you have to spend your money carefully nowadays.
I like the Black Series stuff. I've liked the last three lines of Marvel Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the DC Icons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
Right.
You know. And then for the kid, I'll get Cutie Cars and Shopkins and that kind of stuff. But other than that.
Then you mainly get those at Target and Walmart.
Walmart more than anywhere.
Right.
You know, so, all right.
We just can't get a damn Multiversity figure there.
Who are you looking
at? That's
a
decent. Yeah. I'm just saying. We sit on Doomsday until Doomsday.
They're going to have Doomsday there until, they're claiming bankruptcy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not that's going to happen, but, yeah.
I'll be at Walmart with your grandkids going, see, they're still having Doomsday figures. They're collector's items now.
That was Melissa Benoit. She was so hot as Supergirl. The show only lasted 3 seasons.
Somehow they got her legs wrong, though.
Here, let me show you this Tumblr page I used to share with your granddad. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. All right.
Jeez.
Since we've been gone,
Star
Wars had a pretty major upheaval for episode 9.
Yeah.
So Colin
Trevino. The dude who directed Jurassic World.
Yeah. And he's not directing Jurassic World 2. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like Jurassic World. I thought it was fine.
J.J. Abrams is directing Jurassic World 2.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So,
Lin's fair off that T-Rex's back.
Off his eye,
exactly.
And then as the claw comes up on the raptor, just blinding
exactly.
Him, I swear.
Yes, I want this to happen now.
It's a new power that the raptors have adopted, where they can create lens flare out of their claws to blind whatever they're trying to kill next.
Well, it was because they took a piece of JJ's DNA and put it into the.
Now, wouldn't it be great if they took just that piece of JJ's DNA so JJ didn't have that piece anymore?
He doesn't have it on Star Wars movies, though. I don't remember any lens flare in Star Wars.
There was two or three little ones.
Was there?
It wasn't, yeah. Because I just watched Force Awakens again the other day. All right.
But were they legit lens flares?
I don't think they were. I think it was just kind of the.
The way that Enterprise. Sorry, but the way the Enterprise bridge was set up, it was set up to be a lens flare.
I don't understand how any of them.
Did anybody ever hear about a wall? Like, you know, instead of just those glass walls that, you know, anybody could fall through when you're getting shot at, a wall.
Yeah.
Just a wall.
Even a half wall.
You know? Just, you know, something like that.
So, okay, we were going to talk about the Orville.
Yeah, no.
But just real quick, the bridge of the Orville is the most mishmashed, like, weird thing ever.
Are you talking from the first episode? Because did they change it?
No, they didn't change it.
Okay.
So, like, there's the two chairs in the middle. There's the driver and the co-pilot. And then everyone else is, like, off-screen.
That's on purpose.
Like, it was like, what are you doing?
Anyway. That's on purpose.
Oh, God, that show was so bad. Okay. So, J.J. Abrams is
directing. They just stole the Voyager's bridge is all they did.
But they took stuff out. Like, there's no railings or anything. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so J.J. Abrams is directing episode 9. So I don't know if it was yesterday
I'm
or the day.
I'm fine with that.
I'm totally fine with that. The Force Awakens made $2 billion.
Here's why I'm fine with that. All the drama that's happened over these last like few years with these movies, it's like, obviously J.J. was doing his job right, that he wasn't pissing off anybody.
Right.
And he ain't going to get fired.
Right.
So now we're just going to have Star Wars movies directed by Ron Howard and J.J. Abrams for the rest of your life.
Well, let's see how Han Solo turns out. But
I think Han Solo is going to be fine.
Okay, so there's a couple things. One, someone started a petition to get J.J. Abrams off episode 9. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Just shut up.
I'm sorry. Like, Star Wars community, J.J. Abrams did more in The Force Awakens to revitalize Star Wars.
Yeah.
Than George Lucas did in the last movies? 15 years. Okay? The other part of this is, you know, in
Timothy Zahn did more to revitalize Star Wars than George Lucas did.
So, but John Campia talked about this on his show, on his YouTube show, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Star Wars did a much better job of the mystery of what's Luke's parentage than The Force Awakens with Rey, right? The whole thing about who's Rey's parents has all happened off screen within the community of Star Wars. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, you know, ooh, who's that girl? Or, you know, oh,
well,
her dad.
It's the thing of the only thing in that movie where you got the vibe from anybody going, who the hell is she? Was Kylo.
Yeah.
Like, what girl?
In Maz.
What girl?
Kylo and Maz Kanata. Like, the two people
Maz Kanata was just Yoda. Yeah. And, you know, Yoda's no longer around.
Yeah,
so.
She's the new Yoda.
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. And you know, so it's like, well, who is this person? Like, honestly,
I think Maz just sensed that there's something special about her.
Yeah, the Force.
Yeah.
You know, I would be over the moon if she's not at all related to the Skywalker family. If
she's not at all
related to the Kenobi family.
She's a Palpatine.
And if she's not... Now, that would be cool.
Now,
like, I would be okay with that.
This is the one that I threw out talking to some friends was, what if she is a clone of Palpatine?
Which we know happens.
We know that there's been clones.
And that's canon. And
so
that's...
what if she is a clone that was a whoops, she's a female... Whoops, sorry. And Snoke is a clone that was a whoops, he got damaged.
He got stretched out.
Yeah.
He's taffy.
Well, yeah, it was just one of those things where if you've seen Alien Resurrection, as abysmal as it is, the cool scene in that is when they show all the different Ripley clones that are all mutated. Right. So Snoke is a mutated Palpatine.
Well, and if you read the Aftermath books...
I don't have time to really...
I should just give you the audiobooks. Yeah. To do when you're doing your overnights.
I don't do that anymore. Right.
Yeah,
I'm done with that.
Man, you don't have time to listen to
I
this
don't.
Stuff anymore. Anyway, but so I mean, we've learned from those books. Now, they're not going to introduce anything in the books or the comics that you have to know for the movies.
I think like the comics give you details of stuff where we don't need that in the movie. Like I know I haven't read Phasma yet, but I know the Phasma shows the whole thing of how she gets out of the garbage bin.
Right.
And it's like, okay. You know, fair enough. Because they're not going to show that in the movie. Like, Phasma's just going to walk into the room and be like...
She's like there.
You know,
like... Anyway, but...
Hopefully without the helmet on this time. I mean,
I joke a lot about Ezra being like the chosen one.
Did you hear
everything.
That one?
Well...
They think the DJ is Ezra.
No, I think that's been already disproven. Benicio Del Toro is not... Yeah.
Benicio Del Toro's got the scars.
So...
They're on the opposite side.
Yeah.
But they're the scars. And I'm like, maybe the pictures have been flipped and that's, you know.
But
that would be cool.
I would be okay with that.
I'd be okay with Benicio del Toro being Ezra Bridger.
Yeah. Like who pulled a Kanan.
Yeah.
After Kanan died, right, you know, or dies, which that starts up in a month.
Yeah. While I'm on my vacation.
I can't wait.
I'm hoping that they'll show it like on a big screen down there. So I can watch it. Oh, like,
yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, you're going to Disney.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping that we get down there and I'll be looking at like itineraries and it'll be like Star Wars Rebel premiere on a big screen in Hollywood Studios. And I'll be like, know what I'm doing?
That's what I'm doing tonight. So, and you'll live stream the whole thing. Well, David already saw the episode at D23 and everything. Yeah. So, but
yeah, I mean, it's already been shown. You know, multiple times, and everybody's happy with it. So.
Get us a screener, George Lucas, or Lucasfilm, not George Lucas. So,
Kathleen Kennedy.
So, Kathleen Kennedy, that's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I want to know, was Colin fired? Was it mutual? Like, what is her issue with directors all of a sudden? You know, because they did it with Gareth Edwards.
Can I, and this isn't like getting on any kind of soapbox or anything. Right. I think that these male directors can't deal with a female boss.
You think that's the case?
I really do. Now, and I think it's one of those things where she is... Kathleen Kennedy's been around forever.
Dude, like, she was Spielberg's right-hand woman.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think with
Lord
Miller...
See, you almost said it. You almost said right-hand man.
So,
because in that atmosphere, in that community of Hollywood, there is still the boys' club.
Well, Lord Miller got pulled off because they were trying to do something that they didn't agree to do.
Well, right.
They were trying to make it a comedy, right, like 21 Jump Street or the Lego movie.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is like, you know, everybody that goes against her is going to get fired.
But I don't think Gareth went against her. And I don't think it was her. I think the story group had a bigger problem.
I think
problem.
That might have just been a problem with that one.
I think the story group had a problem with the ending, which is why it changed. I'd still like to see what his original vision was.
Well, sure. There'd be a director's cut eventually.
I hope.
It'll get released the same year as the Star Wars Christmas special.
Special features. Yeah. We're gonna get the box set of this Christmas special, the Ewoks.
They'll do like Gene Simmons has done with that the box set where you have to spend the money and George Lucas will personally deliver it to you and it'll have all cuts of Star Wars.
Right.
The Christmas special, the digital version of the Christmas special, the HD version of the Christmas special where they bring the actress in that was in Rogue One to play Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, they'll have the cut version of Rogue One and the uncut version of Rogue One. You know, they'll leave the prequel trilogy out.
Yeah, fair enough.
They'll pay what's his name to actually put his version of the prequel trilogy in there.
Oh, Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. The his Topher Grace
minute,
cut.
The 85 minute cut.
I would love to see that.
I want
to
see that so bad. Like,
I would, you know what? I don't even have to see it, but could I get an outline of what is in it? That's all I want.
And he changes the order of things. Like, oh, nice. I know, like, there's no Jar Jar Binks.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, most of Naboo doesn't happen in his cut. That's what I know. And then the only thing...
Yeah, the only thing from Naboo that you really need in that storyline would be the invasion.
Yeah.
And the sense of... The Duel of the Fates. Padme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then the only thing with, like, Annie as a little kid is really the pod race. And then he cuts out all those stupid little kids.
The midichlorians and all that.
Yeah, there's no midichlorians. There's no Jar Jar kind of stuff. But anyway...
Could I get the novelization of this, Topher?
Yeah, no kidding. So then the other thing with episode 9 is they pushed it back 6 months to
Christmas
December.
Again. Wow.
But the week, so it comes out on December 20th.
Yeah.
On December 13th is Wonder Woman 2.
That's a Christmas? Really?
So someone's going to have to move.
It'll be her.
It'll have to be because
Wonder Woman seemed like it would be more of a summer movie.
Yeah. Or like March.
Is there anything else? Like, what's...
I don't remember. It's okay. like this
I
December.
I want to see Disney compete against itself.
So this December and next December are like packed. But like if you look at Spider-Man
Last
Homecoming,
Jedi coming in this year, right?
The Last
the
Jedi
the,
is this December.
The end of this year.
Yeah. So.
So were they just going to do episode 9 to just like do it in May just to say, we did one in May?
I think so.
Meh.
But then, so you have that. But then like if you look at like Spider-Man Homecoming,
yeah,
it came out the week before Planet of the
Apes. We're
not
talking about Kirby covers today.
We are. We'll get there. Wow. Oh my
no,
God.
I was going to say, we don't want to go too long. Yeah. That'll be the next one.
Okay, we can say that.
Yeah.
I got to think of a new title and make a new
That's
banner.
Fine. You can anyway, handle that.
But anyway.
This is a cover-up of the cover-up.
I don't want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah,
all right.
We had enough to talk about. We actually got into business.
Wow. Well,
this was like the business examiner talk for a minute.
This is a fun one.
So the thing...
So Planet of the Apes came out the week after Homecoming, right? That totally bit into the U.S. box office for Spider-Man because it just now passed Guardians of the Galaxy as the top-earning comic book movie for the year.
It passed Wonder Woman?
Well, yeah. I mean, it passed Wonder Woman 2 weeks ago when opened. The first week it was in China
because
it just opened in China two weeks ago, which is mind-boggling.
Spoiler! Spoiler, China!
Yeah, they've already seen it.
Like, yeah.
You know, they're the ones who bootleg it. You know, the Chinese people in China are the ones who bootleg it to everybody anyway. But no, it's interesting. And like this, it's been a kind of a fun.
So what year is this one getting released? 19?
20. We're in 17, 19. Yeah.
Okay. I know why they did it in December. Because the park is opening in the summer.
Well, it was supposed to come out in May. Of 2019, and then they switched directors.
But the Star
but
Wars
rewriting the movie.
Galaxy Edge.
Well,
they have to rewrite the movie because they can't. They had to pay him if they do his movie.
Well, it's because he focused on Carrie Fisher.
Wow. You know, that's smart. Maybe that's why he got fired.
Well, I mean, it was all done, but, like, you know, I mean, they were ready to go into production.
But he wasn't cooperative, you know.
I think that's
don't piss Kathleen Kennedy off.
Do you? Okay.
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah.
Don't piss Kathleen Kennedy off.
You got to make a cool banner.
Toys R Us piss Kathleen Kennedy off.
I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it, Johnny.
I love when I do that.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by Kennedy Marshall.
Do they recast Princess Leia?
No.
Or do they kill her off screen and they have like a memorial to start it out? Like, oh my gosh,
she died
in this accident. Or
they've already said that like whatever happens, it ends in this one coming out. Like her story ends.
See, but like I guess that wasn't what 9 was supposed to be. 9 was supposed to be her front and center.
I don't know.
Like
I really like think that like you know, you could just, at this point, digitally put her in that movie. Is it disrespectful? I do not think so. I think if
Billy Lord signs off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the rest of her, you know.
Her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign off. Then we as fans should have no problem.
Right.
With it. I
think you'll see, like, you know, oh, God. Yeah.
But
St. Carrie, no.
But I mean, like, the way they did her in Rogue One was great.
Yeah, that was fine.
And I still feel like it would have carried just as much, like, gravitas if she would have just put her hand up and they just, like, dropped it over her shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just see the hair buns. Like, she never has to turn around. You see that silhouette, you know.
Yeah, you didn't need the hope.
It wasn't like Tarkin and Peter Cushing where, like, he had a major role.
Yeah. And it was much better than the, you know, sham makeup job they did at the end of episode 3 with
Wayne Pegram.
Scorpius. Yeah, Scorpius is...
From Farscape.
Yeah, it's him.
Have we done a Farscape episode?
Yeah, you did one last year when I was on vacation.
Yeah, that's right. Me and David did that. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with them doing digital, but why is the story focused on Leia would be my question.
Yeah.
And, you know... She's the chosen one.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, did you see that?
Where Yoda thought she was
so
the chosen.
Who came up with that? Was that
so there's
from
a book
someone
coming
that's...
out.
Okay.
There's a book coming out where it's called From a Certain Point of View.
Okay.
And it's told from the points of view of secondary characters. Yoda and Obi-Wan would be secondary
characters. So Obi-Wan's ghost is a secondary character.
Well, no, it's a discussion between Yoda and Obi-Wan's ghost on Dagobah.
Right. That's what I said.
Like,
yeah,
right after
Obi-Wan's
Luke leaves.
Ghost is a secondary.
Yeah. It's like right after Luke leaves to go to Bespin.
Because I saw that because he's like, well, Luke is too much like Anakin. Like,
right.
He's too reckless and too fearful. So Leia, who has, you know, only ever exhibited minor
Well, that's because Leia. Well, that's another thing is because Leia was not told your father was a Jedi Knight.
Right.
You know, her father is, you know, Senator Organa, yeah, who died on Alderaan with her mother.
Yep.
And that, I mean, for all, you know, thought.
Okay, so this would be an interesting thing. Like, Leia as a kid.
Yeah. Right?
Like, them suppressing, like, her Jedi, like, her midichlorian count, if there is. Like,
if it was like a real thing, like, yeah, you like, know, if that was the like, idea.
Was she, did at some point or another in her history, did she show, like, a proclivity to be, like, a strong force right. wielder? Or, like, you know, did it just never
oh,
happen?
Oh, crap. Leia's Elsa. Conceal, don't feel.
Yes.
I nailed it.
And you never knew that she had a sister who she injured when she was a child.
Yes.
And Senator Organa took her to the Garden of the Trolls on Alderaan, and they taught him how to conceal her Jedi powers.
Did you ever see the How It Should Have Ended?
Yeah, you showed it to me. Professor X? Totally makes
conceal,
sense.
Conceal him. No. Yeah. So push every... No.
Yeah, no.
So
no.
Just put her, hide her away. No.
No, no, don't do that stuff. But
I mean, wouldn't that be a cool...
My problem always has been with this story is that if they're twins, they should be equal in the sense of Jedi powers, that type of stuff. But Vader had been around Leia multiple times from the time she was a kid,
yeah,
because her dad served in the Senate, she served in the right. Senate, and it's like... You know, he can be flying behind Luke in a Death Star trench and go, this one's powerful in the yeah. Force. But he didn't look at Leia and go, she's powerful in the Force.
He's not standing there holding her by her throat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, well, and like, you know, Leia had obviously been around him so much that he wasn't scary.
No.
You know? Like, so I know you haven't seen it, and I'm not going to spoil anything right. for you. But, like, I didn't find it scary at all. And at this point, I really wanted Pennywise plush or one of the Pops because he just became kind of cute.
Aww.
It's like, exactly. That was like, aww. Anyway.
Even though that Pennywise looks creepy, Tim Curry's Pennywise is scary.
Dude.
Scary.
We'll
yeah.
talk about this offline. But no, but like Vader wasn't scary to her. Tarkin wasn't scary to her.
No, because she had been dealing with them her entire life.
And no, she like, I agree with you. She should have been equal, but you know, maybe it was like, remember Frey?
Yeah.
The, Joss Whedon,
yeah.
like where the Slayer was a twin.
Right.
And the boy Slayer got all, or the boy twin got all the yeah. memories and Mikayla, or however you say it, got all the powers.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's what it was. Like maybe Luke got like all of that and she just got a little bit like, she's yeah. like the, she's the Danny DeVito Jedi versus
oh,
the Schwarzenegger Jedi. Or I guess she would be the Arnold Schwarzenegger Jedi because she was so hot, and then Mark Hamill was just a short little turd.
And angry, and yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't know. It's
one of those things where it's like at this point, because George Lucas did those stories.
Right.
And, you know, Lawrence Kasdan wrote enough of that where it's like, do you have an explanation? Do you have an idea? Do you remember what you were,
yeah.
you know, planning? Is there something else that we don't know?
Well, because remember in the EU, those books that followed
mm-hmm.
Jedi.
Yeah.
You know, she would use, you know, Luke trained her enough where she could use the empathy side of
yeah.
things, where she could pick up on what they're feeling. Like yeah. she couldn't read thoughts. She
was able
she
to
have.
She was able to do the Jedi mind trick at times. And
with
it was,
like just the weakest of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, the weaker species. And that, and then, you know.
But it was very hard for her to do
she
that.
She could do a lightsaber. I mean, you know, she was able to control a lightsaber and actually use a lightsaber.
Yeah, but like,
but she didn't have the skills of a Jedi. She just was, like, you yeah. know, taught the ways
I mean,
of a Jedi.
Finn didn't have the skills of a Jedi. Right, and he welded. He was wielding a lightsaber.
They
just
were
fine.
Taught. So, I guarantee
well,
you the First Order,
well, in,
like, that was
part of their. Did you read
that
book?
No, I
that was really
I couldn't
good.
Get into it.
His part and Rey's part were both really good.
Yeah.
Poe's part, like, forget it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. The Poe comic book is really good.
Right.
But, no, they had these, the like, the thing that the traitor.
Right, yeah.
Yelled. Like, they FN trained
2166?
Yeah. They trained with those things. And, you know, that's they were immune to lightsabers.
What was the name of that planet that Masamita was on? I don't even remember now.
Oh, Takedona.
Takedona.
Yeah.
So there should be a t-shirt made where it's like, I went to Takedona and all what happened to me was I got shot by a bowcaster. I got this t-shirt. It should be, I got blasted by a bowcaster.
I went to Takedona and I saw a traitor.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, it's just one of those things where it's all fine and good. But at the end of the day, we can't retcon her to have all these powers. You know, the limit of the Force we saw was when Han died in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
What?
And she, she kind of clutched.
But
her chest.
Did Han push the lightsaber on, or did Kylo push the lightsaber on? Come on.
It was obviously Han pushing it on because he wants to help Kylo get to the dark side.
I think
good
he was trying to save him from the dark side. He was saving him from the dark side.
I love how you're making this argument with this train making.
Oh, man. But anyway. Seriously. I've been a Star Wars fan since I was like 4 years old, 3 years old. And I read some of this stuff and I'm just like, where do you get this? Where do you get this?
Right.
It's like if those original movies came out now, people would be like, why? It literally would be the argument from JC Gamey. It would be the beautiful black visage turns out to be a creepy old cruddy white man, and it's like.
What's a Nubian?
Yeah, what's a Nubian?
You almost made me laugh.
And I'm like, those are the arguments we see now.
Yeah.
And I know Kevin Smith sitting somewhere going, oh my God. It's like he was a soothsayer.
He's a
seer. And like going, ah, in 20 years, this is the way it's going to be with everything.
When he takes the hat off, there's nothing there, just a magic eight ball.
Yeah, yeah. So. I mean, it's one of those things where, speculation gets old after a while.
Right.
Spoilers get old after a while. It's like, just enjoy the stuff for what it is. Yeah. Stop speculating because you've seen a picture of, Robert Redford sitting in a chair on a set of Star Wars. That doesn't mean Robert Redford's in Star Wars. That means he probably was just visiting somebody.
He was visiting his
friend
Laura Dern.
I'm making this
up,
too. Yeah, shows up on somebody's Bleeding Cool or somebody like puts this up as a story, I'm going to be like, come on, guys.
Come on. Come on, America.
It is. Anyway, it is. It's just one of those things where it's like you sit there going, what?
I mean, I purposely have, how I get.
You
purposely
do your blackout. Yeah.
Avoid things because I don't want.
But I'm like, when you read stuff about a movie that already came out where the dude already got, spiked by a lightsaber. It's like, does it matter if Kylo pushed the button or Han pushed the button?
Guess what? He killed his dad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like the only way Kylo Ren can be done right is to have no redemption.
Yeah.
Because
and that's the only way I would say that you bring back Leia as a digital character is that's the person who should kill Kylo Ren
as a Force ghost.
No, she should literally like,
Be the one who
a ship
down.
Going down with both of them on it, and she's literally the one that takes his own lightsaber and puts it through his chest.
Runs him through.
Yeah. And I'd say, Okay.
But I don't think we'll get that because I don't think
Rey's gonna be the one to take out Kylo.
I don't think Rey is gonna be a Jedi. And
be no Jedi.
And I still make the argument that there are no Jedi.
Yeah.
But
Luke is a Jedi. The only reason Luke is a Jedi is because Luke built his own lightsaber.
I guess.
Because that was the last trial of a Jedi, was to build your own lightsaber. And he did it. And he, they cut that scene out.
I know.
But you can watch it.
It's on the
DVDs and the Blu-rays and everything else. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's a great scene.
But, I mean, it's the thing where I can say Luke is a Jedi because he built his lightsaber, and that was known before the prequel trilogies that if a Jedi built their lightsaber, they were a Jedi.
Okay.
And that, so, you know, and Vader was a true Sith because Vader built his lightsaber.
Yeah, I can drop my protest.
Yeah.
Like, with that logic.
Yeah.
So
I mean, but whoa. Yeah.
Speaking to of that Vader logic, and Rey lightsabers,
is not.
Have you been reading the Darth Vader?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It is so good.
Yeah,
it, it's not. It's not the level of the first volume,
right?
With Kieran Gillen's Vader,
right.
But I mean, it's still it's like.
And then other people like it more than they like Kieran Gillen's, and I'm like, okay,
that's fine, and it's really good. And you know, there he's kind of finishing up Order 66, and,
right? Yeah,
you know, it's at a different time. It's going to be interesting to see where they go with it.
Yeah,
I hope it's 25 issues, and then they jump to another part of Vader's life. That would be cool if they just kept doing it that way. Sorry, but.
I didn't even feel that.
Yeah.
Steel toe shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, cool.
Anything that's else? It. Yeah, yeah. This is like a ranting episode, so, but, you know, this will be a more listened to episode.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, guys.
Hey, if you're in the Cincinnati area this weekend, it's the Cincinnati Comic Expo. Come down to the Duke Energy Convention Center.
Sunday, and Saturday and Friday.
Friday. Don't come down on Friday or Saturday. Come down on Sunday. That way I can walk around. On Friday and Saturday, if there's nobody there, I can walk around.
I get it. Okay, it took me a second. I was like, wait a second. You're in a booth.
Sunday. I'll be at the Queen City Comics booth working. Come by. Say hi.
Yeah.
Let me know you've listened to the podcast.
Yeah, and find me, and I'll put your picture up on the Infamous Podcast page. And if you're wearing cool cosplay stuff, you'll go on the Queen City
Say nice things or too. I'll punch you.
Hashtag punch a fan.
If you want to be punched, just come up and let me know. I'll have a paper you have to sign.
A waiver.
This is the Infamous Podcast waiver.
I'm typing up the disclaimer right now.
Oh, you should do it. Yeah, I want like at least five there so I could just be like, yeah.
You know Kenny's going to want you to punch him.
Oh, I was going to say, we're gonna have the hashtag picture of me kicking somebody in the boy sack. I won't punch a girl.
Did you just say the boy sack?
The boy sack. That's what they are. They're the boys.
I get it.
I won't punch a girl, though. I'll tell you that right now. Unless she punches me. So if you punch me, y'all punch you back. Ask my sister.
We've fallen off the rails. Anyway.
We fell off the rails about the time when we were debating on if Han Solo pushed the button on his lightsaber. And how the hell would he know where the button was?
Because you
looked at Kylo Ren's lightsaber. You can't find the button on there.
It's a piece of garbage. Oh, there was a thing on Looper, right? Not the movie Looper, looper.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you see that video where it said Ezra made his own lightsaber like Kylo Ren's? And it was from the Twilight of the Apprentice episode where he picked up that one. And they were like... Oh yeah, they were like all over the place, like with just being wrong. They were calling characters the wrong names.
Oh
jeez.
Like,
oh, I was just watching it, getting mad.
Jeez. So,
all right, I will say this with the speculation. I know I like to joke a lot that Ezra Bridger is a lot of different characters. You know,
I like the thought of the DJ,
but I do like the thought of the DJ, and I really like the thought of him being Snoke.
Well, and if there's not an answer to a lot of the storyline in Rebels,
mm-hmm.
and they answer it with the DJ,
right?
Being Ezra and
I'm good with
wrapping
that.
Up some stuff would totally make sense.
Because he would be the right age.
Maybe he would be the person who knows who Rey is.
Yeah.
Rey, you're my daughter.
Your mom was this super hot Mandalorian chick with purple hair.
No, I was going to say your mom was a super hot Twi'lek.
Ooh, yeah. So,
Kanan died.
Speaking of Twi'lek, did you see what I did?
Nice.
Anyway,
after Kanan died,
I comforted her.
Yeah, exactly.
And my force was strong with her.
Your mom was a giant purple Lasat.
Your mom was the Bendu.
Wow, that one would make sense.
But
that's anyway. Why she's so powerful in the force.
Anyway, but all right.
What will she be called? Like, she's not going to be a Jedi. So what would you?
A gray, whatever. So what do they call Ahsoka?
Nothing,
because she's not a Jedi.
Dead.
All right, is she dead or not? Because you don't think she is.
They're
going to
answer it this year.
I know. Like,
they're going to answer it this year.
God, like if she ends up being like a mask comes off and she's an Inquisitor.
Yeah,
they have to make that toy.
There's a few that I've seen in the preview for this season that have to be made. It's the X-Wing pilot Hera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
X-Wing pilot Hera. Saw Gerrera from Rebels.
Yeah.
Needs to be a character.
Like both versions, the one from last season and the one from this year that's going to be closer to Rogue One.
We need the blinded Kanan.
Yeah.
We need...
Do you want these as black series or just 3 3/4 inch? I'm
good with either.
If you're going to go 3 3/4 inch, I need a wedge.
Yeah.
I need a Deke.
Remember Wedge?
Wedge and Deke. Yeah. But Wedge and Deke have played a role now.
They have, yeah.
So I would need Wedge and an X-Wing fighter box.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Rebels X-Wing fighter.
Right.
I need Mon Mothma.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be a cool figure to do.
Yeah.
I don't know who else. I don't know who else I would want.
Well, we need a Callus figure because aren't any really good Callus. Callus.
They did the one in the first set, and he had the helmet on.
Right.
So this year you get the hippie Callus.
I think his hair's always been that long. It's just brushed
now
back.
It's not. Yeah. Now he's not. He's a rebel now.
Yeah. He's
you're a rebel now, Callus.
So,
and you're all gonna die.
Okay. So we know Hera doesn't die.
Yes, because he's in Rogue One.
We know Rex doesn't die because he's been retconned to be in Jedi.
He's in Return of the Jedi.
I'm okay
with that because that would totally make sense that Han Solo would recruit the one dude who's like probably blew up more stuff than anybody else in the Star Wars universe.
Right.
So you were a clone, eh? You want to be on my team?
Yeah.
We're going to go blow up some stuff. And Rex is like, all right, we're blowing up some stuff.
All right. To your right, General.
I've got the grenade right here for that job.
I've got my pistols. I've got my grenade.
And he survived Endor, so he could still be alive.
He's around. He's in the old clones retirement
home. And at this point,
you
could have Temuera Morrison, who's older now, come in and play Rex in Episode 9.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, am I way
I would
based
totally here? Be. I would totally be up for that. Temuera Morrison shows up in Episode 8 with the DJ.
Yeah, there you go. They're
wink, wink. Yeah, exactly.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Hey.
But,
weren't you at Endor? Yeah, I was.
Wait, weren't you at Geonosis?
I've been everywhere in the galaxy. Crikey.
He wasn't at Geonosis, though.
You don't know if he was a Geonosis.
He said he wasn't in Clone Wars. That he was bummed that he missed it because he was still in training.
Oh,
so he was too young.
Oh, he was at Kamino.
Yeah,
and everywhere else in the galaxy.
But anyway,
he went back to Geonosis though when they did the whole.
He went back to Geonosis,
or he went to Geonosis. He didn't go back to Geonosis. Well, he went back to Geonosis.
He went to Geonosis. In Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And then he went back to Geonosis in Rebels.
Yeah.
When they did the whole what happened to Geonosis thing. But, all right.
Death Star. That's what happened to Geonosis.
Death Star. I'm going to be honest. Like, I've been more than a little obsessed with Star Wars lately.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I haven't really been paying attention to much of the other fandoms that I'm into.
Disney.
And, I am so.
Disney is your master.
I'm so pumped for Episode 8. I'm just like, I don't remember the last time I've been this excited for a movie.
You know what's funny? I'll get to see stuff that you won't get to see.
Yeah, I know. But I'm okay with that.
Because I'll be like, oh no, DJ is Ezra. Benicio was down there when I was down there. Just hanging out.
Just saying hey. Anyway. All right, guys. Well, thank you for putting up with this episode. We actually had a lot of fun doing it, so I hope you had fun listening to it. We will, like Johnny said, be at the expo this weekend in Cincinnati at the Duke Energy
Center.
If you're listening to this on Friday,
and
you made it an hour and 3 minutes in,
that's okay.
But yeah, all right, guys.
After that 2-hour Game of Thrones epic,
well, hey, at least the best of was only like 50 minutes long.
Yeah,
so
because that makes up for everything.
All right, guys, we'll be back next week where we actually do. Well, next week we'll talk about the expo, and then the week after that we'll probably do cover up.
Or we'll do both.
We'll figure it out. All righty, later.
Later.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.